It is Monday, May 27th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold, rainy suburbs of Chicago. This is Memorial Day, a day that people set aside to remember people who have sacrificed their lives, allegedly, to establish democracy, protect our freedoms, destroy some external enemy. These actions also enable multinational corporations to plunder a country, acquire cheap labor, and set up a puppet government so that the international bankers can establish a central bank. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, please email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Authorities say Las Vegas is one of the worst cities in the world for sex trafficking, and they promise these raids won't be the last. Apparently, they have done a lot of raids. Cruise down certain Las Vegas streets, and you're bound to find hookers trawling for Johns. For many of these women, sex is part of the allure of the city. However, there are places away from the bright lights and the openness of the Las Vegas streets and residential areas where people turn homes into bordellos, where women are smuggled and kept as sex slaves. They're not working in the world's oldest profession by choice. Rather, they are victims in a criminal ring that's exploding in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is known as one of the 17 cities that is at high risk for human trafficking because of the nature of Las Vegas, because of the sex industry that exists there. Experts have identified Jessie Foster as an international endangered missing woman, and they also say that she is a classic case of human trafficking, of modern-day sex slavery. Jessie has been missing from the Las Vegas area since March 29, 2006, when she was just 21 years old. Her 29th birthday is today, May 27, 2013. Jessie's case has received a fair bit of media attention, but by no means has it received the attention it deserves. Considering the implications that come with being the victim of human trafficking, evidence indicates that she was beaten and forced to work for an escort agency. She had been arrested, charged, and convicted of solicitation prostitution. Evidence also shows that someone kidnapped her and took her elsewhere. Someone is either forcing her to continue to engage in prostitution, or she has met some other end. Either way, she needs to be found. My guest today is someone that I interviewed in the first few months of being on RBN, back on December 30th, 2010. Her name is Glendine Grant. She is the mother of Jessie Foster, a beautiful young woman, a victim of human trafficking. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
And our guest today is Glenn Bean Grant, the mother of Jesse Foster. The websites are jessefoster.ca and jessefoster.blogspot.com. And you also have another one. Let's see. Do you have another one?
I've got that.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good.
There's also mothersagainsttraffickinghumans.com, and that's for the organization that we've formed to raise awareness to human trafficking and to Jesse's disappearance.
Okay. Math?
Math, as in do the math, because right. There's a lot of money being made, a lot of people disappearing. Just do the math, because someone out there is really getting rich off the backs of our girls and young men.
That's .com.
Yeah. It's Mothers Against TraffickingHumans.com.
Bless you for starting that. Bless you for so many things. You're not sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. You refuse to be a victim of this horrible crime against your family. You're proactive. You attend conferences. You have a radio program. You speak at schools. And who knows how many young women you have saved by warning them of the dangers of trusting seemingly harmless strangers. You're my hero.
Well, thank you. Jessie's my hero. She's the one that that's living this nightmare worse than anybody. I do believe, like you say, you know, if she's alive or if she's not, either way, she needs to come home. I do feel very deeply in my heart that she is still alive. That's either, you know, God giving me the strength I need to do what I needed to do in these past 7 years, or it's the actual truth. I feel my heartstrings are still connected, that there hasn't been a, you know, like a break, like a lot of moms feel when their children have passed away. And so as far as I'm concerned, the hero is Jessie for, it's her name. You know, I mean, I've done the work, but it's all in her name because she's not here to do it. But her name has changed how people look at human trafficking in this day and age, that they understand sex slavery. They are looking differently now at the word prostitution and pimps. Like, it used to be prostitutes were just put down, called names, pennies flicked at them, pimps, like you shows were named after them. Pimp my car. Now people are starting to realize that pimps are horrific human beings. They're human traffickers. They make money off of women and men and children. And there's nothing to glorify it. And prostitution, the word is not even in my vocabulary. I call it sex work, and I call it sex trade, and I call it forced sex slavery in a lot of cases. And so I just think that we need to make people see these differences. When they do, they're not going to look at people like my daughter and say, oh, well, I guess that's what you get for going to another country and selling sex. They don't get it. They don't, you know, people don't get, she didn't go down there. She was taken down there. She didn't decide to become a prostitute. She was beaten, hospitalized with a broken jaw, forced to work at an escort agency, and arrested for solicitation. And when she tried to come home, she went missing. None of that adds up to choice, as far as I'm concerned. Not even one comment I made.
Absolutely. And she was planning on returning to Canada to attend that family wedding.
That's right, her stepsister's wedding reception. She wouldn't have missed it for the world, Deanna. Not only does Jessie have three sisters that she's very close for, with like her older sister and two younger sisters. Her older sister and her share the same dad. They're very close. But she's got two stepsisters that, when her dad started dating her stepmother, Jessie was not even 1 year old. She's 29 today. So Jessie's entire life has been with a stepmom, and then I've been with her stepdad, you know, since she was about three. So, you know, and she's very, very close. Her stepsisters, she doesn't remember them not being in her life because she was so young when they became part of her stepfamily, a part of her family, that if you ask her anything, they've always been there. They're actually older than her older sisters. So the older two steps, sisters are the oldest, then Crystal and Jessie, and then Katie and Jenny. And these girls are all close. It gets harder. I mean, I was just reading a couple of comments that were posted on my Facebook today. And I saw one that her older sister Crystal put, and she's like, I can't believe it. I mean, we last saw Jessie when she was 21. And we only saw her that one time, like, you know, for a few weeks when she was 21, and it was in November and December of 2005, and she had turned 21 in May. And then she left, and we didn't see her again and never saw her again. So really, the last time we ever really saw Jessie, she was 20 years old. She's 29 now, and in a year she'll be 30, and that's an entire decade of her life that we've been robbed of, you know? It hardly seems fair. But yet again, you know, fair doesn't seem like a word to use in a situation like this because there's not one single thing about any of this that's fair. It's not fair to the girls. It's not fair to their families, their moms, and some of them have kids. They end up being raised for years, for decades, not knowing where their moms are. I don't know, this kissing epidemic has just got to stop, and it's just out of hand.
And it is an epidemic. There are 800,000 people a year that go missing just in the United States.
To me, that number is not even comprehensible when you think about it. I mean, I live in a city of not even 100,000. So that would be like my entire city disappearing eight times.
Yes.
You know, and that's in the United States. I mean, you're not talking. I mean, I'm from Canada, so we don't even know the stats for both countries, and we certainly would never have a clue of the world statistics. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, well, you got a station on TV now, that NBC, whatever it is, ID Discovery. The entire day, morning till night, all night long, consists of shows that deal with murder, kidnapping, people disappearing, and it never ends. And it just almost is that, to me, is a testimony to how things are, that an entire network had to actually is existing and functioning well, just showing these cases of the missing and the murdered. Because they get forgotten about when they happen. If it's a sensational murder or a disappearance, the media might cover it for a day or two, and then it's gone on to the next story. We never feel that our loved ones get enough. You know, I think that their disappearances aren't justified enough in the media, as far as we need to keep reminding people. They go missing one day, a year later, nobody remembers. To me,
exactly.
How in the world is that supposed to make a difference, you know?
Well, I think personally that there are people within the U.S. government, certainly within county governments, and when you consider all of the foster children and all of the children who are without without regular homes, I think that a lot of these children go missing. And that is why I think the media does not shine the light on this, is because you're going to open up a big government can of worms and really reveal that the governments enabled this.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny that you even say that, because there's a case that describes that to a T, and that's the case of a young boy who went missing. Actually, I was still pregnant with my oldest. He went missing September of 1982. His name is Johnny Gosch.
Oh, yes.
And he's forever been considered a victim of human trafficking, of child trafficking. And he's even come back to light as an adult. And his mother, Noreen Gosch, has never stopped in raising awareness. And if you ever were to go to his website, back in you know, a few years ago when I was still working and I had time between calls, I would surf the web and I would be able to, you know, look up a lot of things. Well, my girl that sat next to me and I, we spent about a week one time just going over the Johnny Gosch and the Justice for Johnny Gosch Foundation website, because there was so much. There were videos, and these videos are undercover. Well, it's showing heads of CIA, heads of FBI. You're right. How do we, the average Joe, the moms and the grandmas out there, how do we fight CIA? How do we fight FBI? We don't even have an option to. I mean, you get too close, what happens? They turn something on you, and you're the one that's in trouble. So it's an impossible thing, but I think it's slowly starting to change. And just like a lot of things, you don't really notice it when it's happening, but when you look back, you see it. One big example is drinking and driving. MAD was formed because a woman lost her child to a drunk driver. MAD has changed how people look at drinking and driving, and it makes a difference. When it first started, you could look around and not really see the difference, but if you look back now years later, you see that organization really made a huge difference. It changes how people look at it to this day. I just saw an ad yesterday for MAD, for drunk driving. So it's never ending, and it's changing. Now we have generations who have been born and raised and grown up in this day, you know, no drinking and driving. It's not even a given. They wouldn't even consider it. They don't even consider not snapping up their seatbelt, because it's been their entire life. One day it'll be like that with the missing and with human trafficking. It'll be just something that's always been there to our next generation. It's not going to be, oh, how do we fight this? Because they will have been doing it, you know, since they were born, since they can remember. They will know that this was a fight that needed to be fought. And
I hope you're right, Blondine. I hope you're right. But there's so much money in this.
Oh, it's the second. When we first started talking about human trafficking with Jesse, human trafficking was the third largest illegal money-making activity in the world. And now it's second. Used to be number one was drugs, number two was weapons, number three was people. So selling drugs, selling weapons, and selling people in that order were the top three illegal money-making fiascos that we were dealing with. Now, selling drugs and selling people and then weapons. Well, it's not going to take long before people being trafficked is the number one crime, because there's one reason.
Money.
You can resell them. You can't resell drugs.
Oh, yes. All right, Glendine, we're going to a quick three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life,
Order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
And our guest today is Glendine Grant. She is the mother of Jesse Foster. The websites are jessefoster.ca, jessefoster.blogspot.com, and math.com. And you also have a Facebook page. You are just so active. I'm just so amazed at you. I applaud you.
Can I just give you one little quick correction? The math website, actually, you have to type out all in one, mothersagainsttraffickinghumans.com.
Oh, okay.
It's not us. Yeah, math is what we call it, but we couldn't get math because, you know, obviously math has been around for a while. People have been doing the math forever. So, yeah, so we typed it all out, but I think it's been out there now a little bit. It's starting to come up in search engines, so.
Wonderful.
Yeah, okay. Very wonderful. It was donated to us, like almost everything. You know, we couldn't have done any of this without people really just taking Jesse into their heart. I decided a long time ago that Jesse is, she's everybody's daughter, she's everybody's sister, she's everybody's friend, so I shared her with everybody, and that's why everybody loves her so much, because to them, she is their daughter, she is their sister, she is their friend, and they do love her. And I have no problems. I've shared Jesse with her stepmom for years. I don't mind sharing her with the rest of the world either. She's so lucky. I mean, can I just tell you one wonderful thing about Jesse's stepmom? I actually knew Tracy for years. We were teenagers when we met. So it was a small shock that her and my ex started going out, but the funny thing is, I had this real apprehension when we separated because my kids were so little, 1.5 months and 1.5 years old. So I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to have some step monster. I saw St. Elmo's Fire. I know. I thought she was going to have a step monster. You know, he was going to meet some woman and she was going to have her own kids and she'd care about her kids and not care about mine or something. I was always concerned that, you know, who's going to be their stepmom one day. And then, he starts dating Tracy. Now, Tracy and I have known each other for so long that she actually loved my kids. She actually loved her husband's kids before she ever loved him. because she did know my kids from the time they were born. And she's always treated them like one of hers. One of her daughters went missing when Jesse went missing. And so I've always been so grateful to Tracy. I can't even begin to explain, you know, that how wonderful she is to my kids. And she's been just like their other mom.
It's because you are so loving and so accepting and just so generous. It is because of you. You see things so differently. As I said before, you're not sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. You refuse to be a victim. You are just so proactive and trying to give to so many other people that the reason that people love Jesse is because they love you.
Thank you. I've always been that kind of person. I'm a middle child, so I talk a lot. I've always got to know everybody around me. It just always has been that way. And it's kind of funny, too. A lot of things I look at, like when I was a kid in high school, you know how there would always be, like, the cliques? Like, there'd be, the you know, like, say, the jocks, and there'd be, you know, the brainies, and then there'd be the, I'm older. We used to call the grease balls because they used to fight, or the smokers because they'd be over smoking across the street, and then there'd be the pretty girls and the handsome boy. Like, there's all of these cliques, and they all hung around together. But when I was a kid, I actually didn't really belong to any clique. I had friends in every clique, so I could walk by the smokers, though I didn't smoke, and I could stop and talk. I could walk by the jocks, though I was not into sports, and I could talk. And now as an adult mother, grown woman with a missing child, I find that I'm able to get involved in all the different groups. I'm not just involved in a group that is, you know, fighting human trafficking. You know, Jessie's, we've got part First Nations, so she's on all the First Nations. She's a missing Canadian, so she's on the Missing Canada site. She's, you know, been missing. You know, so we just find that we can fit into every little group and every organization because something about us has a connection to it.
Of course.
And it just reminds me, I guess that's why, you know, a middle kid who talked a lot to be heard, who had friends in every walk of life, and now look at how well that describes me now as a mom with a missing daughter.
Indeed.
Really weird.
And you have done a lot. Tell us a little bit about your radio program and who listens to it and how much help it has been to others.
Well, my show, it's called The Missing and Exploited. It's on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesdays and Fridays. I have special shows, which I'm having a two-hour special tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 Pacific time. I've got about 10, 12 guests coming on. It's a birthday special for Jesse, and we're going to be talking about other, you know, cold cases. We don't like to call them cold. We call them old, but everybody else calls them cold cases. And so it's on the missing and exploited, but it's not just about missing. I mean, if there's an unsolved murder or even a solved murder and the parents just need to get some time to talk about their child, you know, organizations that are forming and have, you know, maybe they're having an event. I'll do a show on that. It's anything, you name it, I'll do it. And it's not anything that I've ever trained for. The last thing I ever thought I'd be doing was, you know, hosting a radio show. I also produce a Sunday show called Angels on Air, which the Army of Angels has every Sunday morning. And it touches a lot of people. I've had moms and I've had women contact me, and they say Jesse's story changed how they live.
Exactly. All righty, we're going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food. in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Glendine Grant. She is the mother of Jesse Foster. The websites associated are jessefoster.ca, jessefoster.blogspot.com, and mothersagainsttraffickinghumans.com. Glendine, do you think that the media, music, Hollywood, all this glorification of sex leads to what your family has been a victim of? Do you think that this contributes to the whole moral decay and environment that we live in?
Well, I do as a whole. I mean, people blame movies and games of violence on people, you know, doing violent things. And obviously when people, you know, think Pimp My Ride and Pimp My This and Pimp My That is cool, they're not getting the exact understanding of it. So I do believe that they are glorifying it in that way. I mean, a big example, I've heard it used dozens, if not more times, is the movie of Pretty Woman. I mean, sure, it's not a violent movie, but it is about, you know, a beautiful prostitute who meets a wealthy man who $5,000 for a weekend and then marries her. That's not real. Any more than Taken. That's a great movie, too. Everybody asked me, you've seen Taken? I probably saw Taken 2 or 3 years after it came out. And I finally watched it, and my thought was, okay, you know, if I take off my mommy PI hat and just put on my I went to watch a movie hat, it was a good movie. I like suspense movies. I like that type of movie. So, you know, I'm guilty of, you know, playing into that because I do like the suspenseful mystery type movies. But the thing is, reality, put my mommy hat back on with the daughter with the missing child or the PI hat I wear when I am Jesse's lead investigator on her case. I'm thinking, okay, listen, really, unless your dad is an ex-CIA spy with access to men with guns in other countries who can back you and you can kill people and run and jump over the banisters and flee, then you're kid's the dead friend, right? That's the reality. And that's the message I got from it. And that's not the message most people got. And I'm really happy that the movie came out and that a lot of people became very, very well aware. Like, it opened their eyes to human trafficking. To me, the movie was like, yeah, okay, if your dad wasn't him, you're the dead friend. And so I get different messages and things because of what I live through. So I have to say that, though, it does feed into it, and it might make some poor, you know, kid or poor, you know, man or boy or girl looking at it thinking, geez, you know, I could have nice clothes and nice this and that if I did that. But it also opens the eyes to people about the, you know, human trafficking and things. So it's kind of I'm really torn with that answer. We're not going to get rid of it. We're not going to get rid of Hollywood. We're not going to get rid of the types of shows that come out. They can be used to raise awareness for us. Like, for instance, when the Sandy Hook killing, school killing happened, they stopped the release of certain movies that were very violent that were due to come out that week and stuff. Like, they really stepped in and they made people know. You know, even the film industry who makes these kind of films are appalled by this. It's not normal. This is movies. This is Take Me Away, Calgon type stuff. It's not to sit down with a notepad and take notes. So they do raise awareness to it somewhat. We do have some very famous people, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, when they were together, had the DNA organization that helps human trafficking. I believe it's still there. It's still a valid organization. You've got Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, who stepped up and started putting her voice to the human trafficking when her daughter, I think, wrote an article of it. Even President Obama spoke about it when his young daughter mentioned that she had learned about it in school. So we are getting the people who need to know to speak up. But, you know, again, it's like anything. It's a long, hard fight. In 10 years from now, we look back and we're going to see the difference that it, you know, maybe math might not have made, but what shows that talk about human trafficking, the awareness that they rose, it's going to look the same as when we look back on Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. We're going to look back and we're going to say, wow, in 2000 and whatever, when people started talking about it, it sure made a difference. Because that's the only way. Nothing, you know, especially billion-dollar industries, don't just go away because nobody is doing nothing. You know, somebody has to do something before anything's going to change.
Right.
And this is big. This is huge.
In talking about the moral environment that we exist in, that we live in, I think that there is it takes all of those men who should not be taking advantage of these women, who should be more morally upright. It's just the whole idea that people's morals have degenerated to the point that there would even be a market for people
exactly.
who have been seized.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, here's a huge one. It makes you wonder, how in the world do we stop human trafficking and prostitution, forced prostitution? I'll tell you how. Stop the demand.
Right.
If we have no man out there wanting to pay somebody for sex, then there's going to be no need for sex trade workers.
Right.
And that's where the thing, and that's sort of what a lot of the stuff that we talk about, it does end up coming back to stopping the demand. Now, back in 1999, Sweden started the Swedish model. Swedish model means, okay, we went from legalized prostitution, which did nothing but just promote illegal crimes. It doesn't making it legal doesn't take away the crime. Making it legal makes all the criminals go, whoa, let's go to Sweden. It's legal. We can force all these women to do it because, you know, it's not illegal there. So they decided the Swedish model, they changed the laws, and now it's not really considered prostitution. What it is if you sell your body, you can do whatever you want with your body, so sell your body. It's your body. You do what you want. But what's not legal is buying of one. You can't buy somebody's liver, you can't buy somebody's spleen, you can't buy somebody's heart or anything else, and you cannot buy a vagina. And if you pays somebody for sex, you're the criminal. So in Sweden, what started happening was, if there was an arrest because of a sex trade, anything, like whether it was a brothel or, you know, on a street corner, if there was an arrest, the man is charged, the John is charged, and they actually humiliate him. They post his picture, look who's been arrested for buying a prostitute. His boss finds out, his family finds out, his neighbors, his kids, everybody finds out, he gets sentenced and jailed. The woman, they say, okay, do you want to be in this trade? Do you want, and then they help her. They will put her into schooling. They will get her into a new life if that is what she chooses. And in most cases, that is what they choose. Because they're not doing this because they grew up thinking, I can't wait till I turn of age so I can be a prostitute when I grow up. That never happens. So the Swedish model worked so well. What happened was, instead of driving the traffickers and the pimps, and they were taking the sex trade workers with them out of Sweden into other provinces and countries around Sweden. So now what happens is they started developing the Swedish model. So now it's actually called the Nordic model. And many of the, like almost every place around that area now has its same law. It's not illegal to be a sex trade worker. It is illegal to pay for sex. And it's changed how people, you know, like it's just changed everything. And so now other countries, United States, Canada, we're all starting to work on bringing that model here. I'd love to see the Canadian model take effect. I'd love to see the American model take effect. I'd love to see it where it's a worldwide model where, you know, you can do whatever the heck you want with your body because, you know what, it is your body after mm-hmm. all. But you know what? You cannot buy anything of another person's body.
Well, okay, there is organ trafficking, which we won't get into.
Oh, my gosh. That, anytime my mind even starts to venture there, I almost want to kick myself in the butt because I can't even begin to think of that. And another horrific one is, you know, people who meet young ladies, get them pregnant, and then sell their babies. So you've got these yes. women who think that they are having a baby with the man of their dream, and really all he did was impregnate you so he could sell your baby. And it's horrible what these people do to other people. And you know, and I think I don't know, I think it's time that everybody kind of put down the knife and picked up the defense mode when they meet people. So many people don't want to be rude. They don't want to hurt someone's feelings. They don't want to come off as judgmental or whatever. So if they get a bad feeling about something, they dismiss it. And then they end up, in the long run, paying for it. I just watched this thing yesterday on this young woman. She was a single mom, been working forever, saving money for over 10 years, had lots of money saved, very good credit, meets a married coworker. Next thing you know, well, a year later or so, she's missing. They look back. She had given him in equivalence to $95,000 over the course of a couple of years. And when he realized things were coming to a head, and no, he's not leaving his wife, he takes her, we're going to go on a vacation. So he has her crawl into the back of his truck underneath a tarp so nobody could see her because, you know, this is part of the adventure, don't you know? And he drives away with her, and she's never seen again. The next time someone tries to contact him about her, they're like, who, that girl from work? I don't know what you're talking about. This woman has never been seen again. She had friends say to her, why are you giving this guy your money? What are you, oh, it's okay. Do you have record of it? No, we can't have record of it because if his wife finds out anything, like how do we, females, males, anybody, become so trusting in somebody that they can literally have us crawl under the tarp in the back of a truck and drive off to meet a not very good destiny?
That is true.
Behind. I mean, it's just crazy. We need to trust in ourselves and maybe, I don't know. I don't know what it is and because I'm not one to blame a victim. But in this case, I just thought, oh, my gosh, there was the whole hour that I listened to this, it's like red flag after red flag.
Right. And Jessie was a very bright girl.
Very.
It was not like some pimp just walked up to her and said, would you like to work for me?
Not at all. The thing is, they have different ploys. Jessie's ploy that they had to use on her, because they get to know the girls before they do anything. But what they do is they realize, well, Jessie's not a drug addict, so we can't go in and offer her free drugs. And Jessie's not, Jessie was romantic. So they came on as a boyfriend to Jessie. So she falls in love with this guy. While she's falling in love with this guy, and it was very quickly it happened because that was his job. It's not like it was a natural course of time where he let it develop. It was like he sped things up by doing what he knew would work because this is what he does.
And psychopathic so people are manipulators, and that's
they are
what
very,
psychopaths
do. Oh, see it there as handbook. You could go online and see a case just in the last week about this guy who put a video up on Craigslist touting his wares as a pimp. You want all this? He's in front of a big fancy car, smoking a joint, lots of bling around his neck and on his wrists and his hands. And he's like, hey, come on. And really? Well, the police ended up putting his picture up on Craigslist saying, this guy's a pimp, we need to get him, he's a human trafficker, and they got him, they arrested him. But really? You're going to put up an ad under the job section as a pimp, looking for girls. People just, I don't know where they get the guts. I was going to use the other word, the B word, because it takes a big,
right,
big couple of big ones. But how do people even think of these things that don't have the nerve to do them? You just got to be such a narcissistic, higher in yourself, no one's ever going to touch me because I'm the king of the world kind of a person to even consider that.
Right.
And that's
psychopathic. Right. They just never think they're going to get caught.
That's right. Narcissistic psychopaths is a perfect example for most of these.
Right.
And it's sad because you know who they're getting? They're getting our 20-year-olds or 20-somethings who don't have a clue.
Of course.
When I was 20, I wouldn't have had a clue about any of this kind of a person. I would have probably went, free trip, let's go, when I was 20.
Sure.
And that's what Jessie's was. It was a free trip. And you can look it up. The free trip, it's like in the movies. At the end of a free trip, what do? They hand you a bill. Oh, this is what you owe us. It's an it's an amount that they'll never be able to pay off.
Like right.
Because now, not only are they saying, well, you owe me this or that, but every day that they force you into a sex trade and keep your money, they're going, well, that's paying for your food, that's paying for your clothes. You still owe me the money for this trip. So the debt is never cleared out. So, you know, that's, you know, debt bondage. There's, your family's going to be so disgusted in you when they find out what you're doing, that you're nothing but a whore and you're a this and a that, and I'm going to tell them, and they have nothing to do with you. So now they've brainwashed them into being so ashamed that they don't even, you know, think that their family would care. And like it just goes on and on. I mean, that in itself, just giving you the different ploys and reasons and ways that they brainwash these women, that in itself could take an entire 2-hour show without any other discussion because there's so many
absolutely.
Of them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like I say, there's that video. There's, you know, And not only is there books on it, but when they do, they talk about the different, like the boyfriend trick and the this trick and the that trick. Money, drugs, and love. Those are
right.
The three reasons why these guys can zero in on the women. Jessie didn't need the money either. Jessie had over $10,000 in her bank account when she was still only 20 years old because she had been hit by a car in grade 11 and got a settlement that she got at 20 or 19. So, you know, she didn't need the money. She didn't use the drugs. But she's a 20-year-old romantic girl. She was in love with the idea of love.
Right.
But those are how they get the girl.
And, of course, there are other cases, like the Holly Bobo case, where she was taken. She was 21, a nursing student. She was taken from right outside of her Decatur County, Tennessee home.
Yeah.
And
just walked into the woods with somebody. According to the last person to see her, which was her brother, and at the time, he assumed it was a boyfriend because he was a hunter. He wore fatigues, and this guy was in fatigues, and he just assumed it was her because, you know, it's not like she was being dragged away. They walked into it. Well, turns out that the boyfriend's nowhere around, and so the brother doesn't know what to think. I mean, that poor man himself, he had to fight all the accusations, obviously, because now they're thinking he just made up the story that he did something to his sister. I mean, because there's so many unanswered questions. Who do you trust? There's cases like, here's another example, Amber Dubois She goes missing.
Glendine, we do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we will take your calls in the next hour. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Glendine Grant, the mother of Jesse Foster. And Jesse is a victim of human trafficking. The websites are jessefoster.ca. jessefoster.blogspot.com and mothersagainsttraffickinghumans.com. And in 2009, Las Vegas was identified by the FBI as one of the 14 cities in the United States with high rates of child prostitution. Las Vegas police claim that about 400 children are picked off the streets from prostitution each year. Now, what I cannot understand is how a male would pay to exploit a child or anybody. It just boggles my mind.
Well, you know what I think? I think that in this day and age, people are so Some are so money hungry. Some are so desperate for money, they'll just do anything. I mean, I, on Mother's Day, just what today, the, so I get, you know, 2 weeks ago, yesterday, I got, I was swimming down at the a pool, like about a block from where I live. I had taken my grandson there. My daughter was just sitting on the side and waiting for us to be done. And my cell phone rings, and she picks it up. And, well, first she goes, well, it's private, Mom. Should I let it go to voicemail? And I said, no, just grab it. And it's some guy with an accent, an Arab type of an accent, who says that he wants to talk to me. And she, Katie said, no, my mom is in a swimming pool. Can she call you back? He's like, it's urgent. It's about Jesse. So I got out of the pool, dried off my hands, and grabbed my phone. And it turns out that this guy's telling me that they have Jesse, that they're tired of her, and they're ready to give her back. And they want a $52,000 reward. Well, as it is, we have a $50,000 reward. 52 is kind of a weird number when it you is. Think about it. It's an off-the-wall number. I'm not to tell anybody, not the police, not... he tells me I can't even tell Jesse's father. I can't call anybody. And I said, well, listen, if I can... And here's me watching way too many cop and mystery shows, thinking I'm going to keep this guy on the phone as long as I can, though I know it's not like it's being traced or anything, but I did. Actually, I ended up keeping him on the phone for almost 10 minutes. But I'm saying stuff like, well, you have to let me call somebody. How am I going to get the money? And he's yelling at me, and he's saying, if I want Jesse back, and I'm not acting like I want her back very badly, and saying all these really things, you know. So I'm saying to him, well, of course I want her back, but I don't have money. How am I supposed to get money? Well, it turns out that, then he yells at me, I have to call a bank. If I need to get the money, then just call a bank. Well, I got off the phone and went right home, and I called the North Las Vegas police on Jesse's case. I called the RCMP here in Kamloops on Jesse's case. I was also told, given a number to call the FBI, Las Vegas FBI, or that they would call me back. So I'm sitting here waiting for all these phone calls back. The first one was from Agent Corbett, Las Vegas FBI, and they get all the information from me and tells you that it's more like an extortion.
Wow.
All right. Well, it turns out that it is an extortion, but still.
Exactly. Alrighty, we are going to our top of the hour station ID. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we will take calls in the second hour.